The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Today, a dude named Adam is on the phone for a second date update, and his email said it was one of the worst, but also one of the best dates of my life.
Wow. How's that?
So I'm really interested to hear what happened. Mm-hmm. Hey, Adam, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I take it the good outweighs the bad since you're on the phone with us trying to get a second date update.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like one of those dates that kind of like you didn't think would go too great, but then it just, you know.
Didn't go great, but also went great.
Yeah. We totally know what you're saying.
No clue what you're talking about. Why don't you tell us?
Okay.
The girl you want to call today, what's her name?
Marcy.
Marcy. All right. And how did you meet Marcy?
We met at a bakery.
Oh, that's kind of cute. Were you guys both buying bread at the same time and you reach for the same loaves and your hands touched?
No, I had to put a little more effort into it, but I was just there, you know, getting coffee and stuff. But she was picking up a cake and I thought she was kind of cute. So I sort of just struck up a conversation and was like, hey, is that cake for me? Because it's my birthday.
Was it actually your birthday? Or is that just a line?
Oh, God, no. No,
okay.
Not even close.
All right.
Corny,
well,
but
fabulous pickup line.
I would have worked on me. It obviously worked on her.
Yeah.
So it was like one of my stronger pickup lines.
So it sounds strong.
Nice.
Did you actually rip the cake from her hands and say it was your birthday?
And give it to
me.
She was like, well, it's my friend's birthday, so she'd be kind of mad if I gave away a piece of her cake. So I was like, well, really, I just wanted your number.
Oh, okay. Look at that smooth, man.
There you go.
Yeah. And so she was happy to oblige that.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
So what'd you guys do when you actually went out?
We just went out to a bar to, you know, have some drinks and kind of talk and stuff.
What was your mood going into it?
Oh, it was great. Like, we were super friendly.
That was the bad part? You're like, oh, I didn't want to be there at all.
Yeah.
Well, the bad part was probably like 20, 30 minutes into it, we're really like vibing, and I keep getting a couple calls from my mom, which is not like really normal. She doesn't usually call a bunch of times.
Right. So then you automatically think it's an emergency. Yeah. I would.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it was. I mean, my grandfather had died.
Oh, buddy.
That's not the kind of news you want to get in the middle of a date. I mean, I guess it depends on your relationship with your grandfather, but I would think it would be a bad thing.
He's like, yay!
Yeah, he's like, that guy was an a-hole. That's fabulous. So I'm guessing you didn't like the news.
No, the news wasn't great, and needless to say, it kind of threw me off my game.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, at one point, like, I was crying.
Yeah.
And so she offered to stay with me for a little while, and then actually came back to my place.
That's a great way to get some pity sex.
Grandpa's like,
great way, yeah.
Wingman from the skies.
Yep, exactly. Heaven's got a wingman, and his name is Grandpa now.
Actually, we ended up having a little makeout session by the end of the night.
There
I think it was unrelated. I hope it was unrelated.
Yeah, hopefully the death of your grandpa didn't turn her on.
Yeah.
So you guys actually went back to your place and made out?
Yeah, so we went back to my place and did all that, and then, you know, after a while, she was like, okay, well, I gotta get going. It was getting pretty late.
I can see why you said that's like the worst date and the best date, because it sounds like a really lovely interaction with another person.
Well, yeah, it was very personal, and I feel like we connected, but, like, she's kind of been ghosting me a little since then. I try to text her, and it'll take like a while for a text back, like a few days, and it'll sort of just be like a one-word thing or nothing at all.
Okay, so you definitely think she's blowing you off?
Yeah.
Any reason that you can think of why?
I guess I might be like an ugly crier.
That's true. Like,
yeah, but does anyone ever think that they're a pretty crier unless you're like in a Hollywood movie? Like, it just doesn't happen in real life.
I mean, like, my cry is like pretty ugly. It's all just snot. It's just a mess. I mean, and I kind of, my voice sort of chokes up like this. I can't really get.
Aww.
It's bad. It's
that was a weird way to describe your cry. All right, so you think maybe she was turned off by your ugly crying?
It has to be. Otherwise, like, we really hit it off.
Why would you want to go out with somebody who isn't calling you back because you were crying in not an attractive way, I guess, because your grandfather died? Like, that is shallow if that's the case.
Well, I don't know if that's the reason. That's the only thing I could think of.
Okay.
Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.